Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days, a podcast brought to you by Writers ER. I'm your host, Dr. J, and I'm thrilled to have you join us on this journey. Whether you're just starting out or deep into your dissertation, our goal here is to make this journey a bit more navigable, a bit more doable. Think of me as a friend who's walked this path and is eager to guide you through it. Today, we're diving into a topic that's crucial, yet often not given the attention it deserves, the pivotal role of your dissertation committee. Now I know, selecting a committee can feel overwhelming, like trying to find the perfect ingredients for a complex recipe. But don't worry, we're here to simplify this for you. In the spirit of great thinkers and communicators, our approach today is straightforward, yet engaging. We're not just here to talk theory, we're here to give you practical, tangible steps. Steps that you can apply right after this podcast. Think of it as having a coffee with a mentor who's been there and done that and is eager to share the roadmap with you. So grab your notepad or just settle in for a listen. We're about to embark on a journey together, exploring how to choose the right people for your committee, people who will champion your work and challenge you to be your best. It's about making your dissertation journey a collaborative, enriching experience. Are you ready? Let's get started. Now, let's get into the heart of today's topic, understanding the dissertation committee. You might be wondering, what exactly is a dissertation committee? Well, it's a team of experienced professionals who guide you through your doctoral journey. They're like the support crew in a marathon, ensuring you stay on track and reach the finish line. The committee typically consists of a chairperson, who's your main advisor, and faculty members from your department. Sometimes there's also an external expert bringing in a fresh perspective. It's like assembling a dream team, each member bringing their own expertise and insights to your project. Now, what do? The committee's main job is to guide you. They're there to provide feedback from the big picture down to the nitty-gritty details. Think of them as mentors who push you to refine your ideas and research. Another key role is feedback. And I mean real constructive feedback. They'll challenge your thinking, suggest improvements, and maybe even question your assumptions. It's all about making your work stronger, more robust. Finally, they evaluate your work. This isn't just about grading your dissertation. It's about ensuring that your research is meaningful, contributes to your field, and meets the high standards of academic rigor. It's like having a panel of judges, each with a keen eye for detail, ensuring that your work is the best it can be. So in summary, your dissertation committee plays a vital role. They're your guides, your critics, and your evaluators. Choosing the right committee is a crucial step in your doctoral journey. All right, let's focus on a key step in your doctoral journey, selecting your dissertation committee. This decision is much like choosing a team for a critical project. Each member plays a unique and vital role. First up, think about expertise. You want people on your team who not only deeply understand your research area, but can also offer fresh perspectives and insights. It's like having a group of advisors, each an expert in their own right, guiding you through the intricacies of your topic. Then there's working style. This is huge. You need a committee whose feedback style aligns with your learning preferences. Are they direct? Do they provide detailed written feedback? Or do they prefer in-depth discussions? It's about finding a balance that works for you so your interactions are productive and encouraging. Availability is another crucial factor. It's essential to have committee members who can devote enough time to your work. They need to be accessible, willing to engage with you regularly, and responsive to your needs. Imagine having a question or needing feedback and having to wait weeks for a response. Not ideal, right? Building a positive relationship with your committee can't be overstated. Start by establishing clear communication. Share your goals, timelines, and expectations early on. Be open to their feedback, even when it's tough. Show appreciation for their time and expertise. Remember, this is a two-way street. Mutual respect and understanding are key. Consider this. There was once a student who carefully selected her committee based on these factors. She chose members who were not only experts, but also varied in their critique styles and were genuinely invested in her success. This blend of expertise and support played a crucial role in the depth and quality of her research. So when you're picking your committee, think about their expertise, working style, and availability. But most importantly, focus on building a strong, respectful relationship with them. It's this collaboration that will enrich your dissertation journey and lead to a more fulfilling experience. Now, let's talk about how to work effectively with your dissertation committee. It's all about building a bridge of communication and collaboration. First, communication. This is your lifeline. Regular, clear communication is key. Set up a schedule for meetings and stick to it. Whether it's weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly, having a regular check-in keeps everyone on the same page. Use emails to share updates or ask quick questions. But remember, be concise and to the point. Your committee members are busy, just like you. Now let's talk feedback. You're going to get a lot of it, and it's not always easy to hear. But remember, it's meant to strengthen your work, not to discourage you. Take time to process it, then make a plan to address it. Sometimes it's about tweaking a chapter. Other times, it might mean rethinking a part of your research. It's a process, a journey towards making your work the best it can be. Handling feedback also means knowing when to push back. Yes, your committee is there to guide you, but this is your project. If you feel strongly about a point, articulate why. It's a dialogue, a give and take. Challenges, sure, there'll be some. Miscommunications can happen. You might feel overwhelmed by conflicting feedback or feel like you're not getting enough guidance. Here's what you do. Be proactive. Ask for clarification when needed. If you're feeling lost, set up a meeting to discuss your concerns. Don't wait for issues to resolve themselves. Address them head on. Remember, it's a partnership. Your committee wants you to succeed. They're rooting for you. Keep the lines of communication open, handle feedback constructively, and navigate challenges with a proactive mindset. Working with a committee is like being part of a team. Each member brings something valuable to the table. Your job is to harness their expertise, their insights, and their guidance to make your dissertation the best it can be. Let's jump into how you can maximize the role of your dissertation committee. It's about making the most of this incredible resource you have at your disposal. Proactive engagement. That's your mantra. Don't wait for your committee to reach out to you. Take the initiative, schedule regular meetings, ask for feedback on your drafts, and seek their advice on challenges you're facing. It's like being the captain of your ship. You need to steer the conversation. Now, leveraging their expertise. Each member of your committee brings a unique skill set and perspective. Use this to your advantage. Got a methodological question? Direct it to the member who's a methods guru. Struggling with theory? Discuss it with the theorist in your team. It's like having a toolbox where each tool serves a specific purpose. And let's talk about avoiding pitfalls. One common issue is not being clear about your expectations. Be upfront about what you need from each member. Another pitfall, ignoring feedback. Even if it's tough to hear, it's given to help you, not hinder you. Make sure you consider it carefully and apply it where it makes sense. Also, avoid over-relying on one member. It's easy to lean on the person you feel most comfortable with, but remember, your committee is a team. Each member's input is valuable. Finally, don't be afraid to discuss any tensions or misunderstandings. It's natural in any team. Addressing these issues early on can prevent bigger problems down the line. It's about maintaining a healthy, productive working relationship. So, engage proactively with your committee, leverage their diverse expertise, and be mindful of common pitfalls. Doing this will greatly enhance your dissertation journey, making it more enriching and less stressful. As we wind down today's episode, let's do a quick recap of our key takeaways. Remember, your dissertation committee is like a team of coaches, each bringing their own expertise and perspective to your academic journey. Proactively engage with them, leverage their diverse skill sets, and be mindful of common pitfalls like unclear expectations or ignoring feedback. The importance of your dissertation committee cannot be overstated. They are pivotal in shaping your research, providing invaluable guidance, and pushing you to excel. It's a partnership that can make a significant difference in your academic journey. Now, a call to action for all our listeners. Put these strategies into practice. Don't just listen, act. Engage with your committee actively, apply their feedback, and navigate this journey with confidence. And remember, you're not alone in this. At Writers ER, we're here to support you every step of the way. Speaking of support, don't forget to check out the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less, by Dr. Anthony Robinson, who impressively completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. This playbook is a goldmine of strategies and can be downloaded at writerser.com/playbook. It's a resource you don't want to miss. Thank you for tuning in to Dissertation in 90 Days. I hope today's episode has equipped and inspired you. Next time, we'll be discussing how to prepare for your final defense, a topic you definitely won't want to miss. So keep pushing forward, stay motivated, and remember, your dissertation journey is a path to growth and discovery. This is your host, signing off. Stay curious, stay focused, and above all, stay inspired. See you in the next episode.